quite
unusual.
Hello, and welcome to the Quite Unusual podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Noelle.
I'm Nicole.
And we're doing an unscripted episode.
Welcome back. We took a break.
Welcome back.
We did Noctivigant podcast.
We did do that.
We read Goodbye Hello by Adam Berry, and we did a little book clubby thing.
I gotta say, first of all, book was great, honestly. It was so good. Made me cry a million times.
I know, so many times.
And I feel like I read it at the exact right moment for like...
I was thinking that too when I was reading it, and I was like, this is like perfect for her right now.
Like right when I needed to read this book.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a great book. Hello, Goodbye by Adam Berry. Highly recommend. Oh, Goodbye Hello by Adam Berry.
Goodbye Hello. I kept on doing the same thing. Hello, Goodbye, Goodbye Hello.
Yes.
Because there's that band, Hello, Goodbye.
Yes. I like where you are.
But part two should be coming out this week, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Wednesday?
Well, I think so.
And then we will be doing a live stream with them.
The 27th?
I get a cookie if I did that. It is the 28th. Of this month, March 28th, we will be doing a live stream with them. Things are going to get crazy. Was it 72 hamsters?
74 hamsters.
74 hamsters will be brought up. And if you want to know what that means.
You don't.
You got to listen to the
episode. You don't want to know what it is. It's so disturbing.
It's so funny.
I had nightmares about it. We do talk about it in the episode with them.
Several times.
So check out Noctivigant podcast. They're really great. Everyone that runs it's amazing. I met a cool bunch of people.
Great.
For sure. So this is the unscripted episode. The episode where we don't have script, even though today we have so many scripts, actually.
We don't have a script. We just kind of come across, you know, just like random things that are happening in the world or that you've seen. And you're like, hey, this is weird or, shall I say, quite unusual.
Quite.
We should probably talk about that. And because we get a lot of hate for all of the, I don't know, the 7 or 8 minutes we talk before our episodes, we have to like kind of put all of that banter in this episode.
We put all of that manic pixie dream girl energy into an episode.
Into the unscripted.
Can I read something off top? Because I was reminded of it just now. So thank you for making that happen. Okay. We got a review.
A good one or a bad one?
It was a good one.
Okay.
Came in on Valentine's Day.
Oh, adorable. Okay, what's it say? Hit me.
This is from Dave Santos. Okay. You potty mouths. Five stars.
Accurate.
5 stars. You two are fabulous. I will return to give you more stars when you say less bad words. Sincerely, Dave Santos.
Won't happen. It's not going to happen.
Also, you already gave us 5 stars, Dave. So I don't know
how many.
That's
the max amount of stars you can give us.
More
and I will
stars.
Say fuck. All of the times.
Thank you. Thank you so fucking much, Dave.
Thank you for all the fucking stars.
From the bottom of my balls.
You asshole. We fucking love you. We
fucking love you, you goddamn dirty dick.
Whoa. Wait a second, too far.
Whoa. You gonna fucking put me in prison? Is your dad gonna sue my dad because I said that?
Yes. He is.
Better not. Man, you said something earlier. God, like 1 minute, my brain is melting out of my ears.
I know, mine too. I woke up tired this morning and it has not gone away and it is 7 o'clock at night right now.
I slept 9 hours last night. The night before, 10 hours. This is the most I have slept consecutively.
Yeah, me too. And I'm so tired. I went to bed at 10:45 last night.
I feel better. Like living off of 4 to 6 hours of sleep a night, I'm more awake.
Is there something to that? Because I 4 hours is crazy. I can't do 4 hours. But if I do like 6.5, 7 hours, I feel great. Like I actually wake up. I don't feel great because I can never wake up no matter what time.
You know what? I just saw an article. I don't know.
I don't feel tired. Like I've literally just been, I felt like I have just woken up this entire day.
It's terrible.
And I don't know why. You know, another thing, my coworker said this, and I don't know if it's right because I didn't fact check it, but I will bring it up right now in front of everyone. So don't quote me on this.
Don't quote us. This is unscripted.
She said that she heard once that like based on the time that you were born, that's like when you're the most, because it's like when your circadian rhythm starts, like because you're born. So if you were born in the morning, you're usually a morning person. If you were born at night, you're usually a night owl.
What time were you born?
I was born at 11:58 p.m.
Let me bust a hole right in that theory. I was born at 9:47 a.m.
Oh.
But that's
okay. No, you are a morning person, though. You are. You just don't go to sleep to wake up.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
But you are a morning person.
You know what? You're right.
Like, I am a dead person until 10 a.m.
I also, though, have severe insomnia. So while I am good at being in like awake in the morning, if I get like the other day, I got 2 hours of sleep, Nicole. Two. How?
How do you live off of that?
I don't. I feel like a fucking zombie all the time. Also, I saw a study that I am struggling to find right now. But basically 6 hours of sleep a night is equivalent to getting no hours of sleep a night, and it will make you die eventually.
Wait, what? Six hours?
You need to sleep more than 6 hours.
So if you're sleeping 2 hours a night, then you're just going to die faster?
100%. So
wait, that's not true.
I got to find it.
If you only sleep 6 hours a night, you're going to die soon? You can't say that to people.
If you watch this VHS tape, you're going to die, so.
Well, I mean, I guess we're all dying in that sense. If you want to Richard Simmons it.
Can we fucking talk about those tweets? I was like, I cried.
They were so cryptic.
I cried so hard. He's like, I'm dying. We're all dying.
He's like, go out and live your life. And then, like, didn't his publicist have to be like, Richard is not dying. He just wrote that on Twitter.
He was just being melodramatic on Twitter. Everyone settle down. And I cried. I sent it to you. I sent it to everyone.
Yeah, she sent it to the GC.
I did. It hit the GC so hard. And wait, I got to find it because he put out another statement that was like, oh, sorry, guys.
I'm sorry that I told everyone that I was dying, but I'm actually not dying.
Yeah. It's like he said, he straight up did say, I'm dying.
He did. But then he was like, but we're all dying.
Yeah. And then he's like, eat healthy, eat right. Listen to that Tim McGraw song, live like you were dying. And I did because Richard Simmons told me to.
That's a Tim McGraw song?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of another song. Okay, never mind.
What song were you thinking of?
It's like you only got 86,400 seconds in a day.
It's a completely different song.
That's the only Live Like We're Dying song I know.
I mean, slay to that. And then he recanted it 3 hours ago. Sorry, many of you have gotten upset over my message today.
Yeah, several of us did.
Even the press got in touch with me. I am not dying. Let me please go back and read his message. I have some news to tell you. Please don't be sad. I am dying. And then he's like, I'm not dying, you guys. Don't be ridiculous. Then don't fucking say that, Richard Simmons.
He was doing it for attention, obviously.
I mean, I get that. I also need constant attention or I will die. But do you remember that, like, when he, like, went missing?
No.
Oh, my God. There's a podcast called Missing Richard Simmons.
He went missing?
He hasn't been, like, there's been no pictures of him, Kate Middleton style, for, like, years. And everyone was like, he's gone. Like, he's being, like, held captive. Like, there was, like, this whole thing about Richard Simmons. Like,
I never knew this.
Yes. There's a podcast called Missing Richard Simmons. Do you need a pen?
No, I don't know why you handed me this.
Oh, because I thought you were trying to write with this one. And I think ink.
No, it is, but I can still see it on the paper. Doesn't matter.
Ooh, Nicole can see varying shades of white.
Anyways, continue with Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons is a podcast that is genuinely so good. This guy, it's also kind of not good because it pries into his, like, personal life, like, unnecessarily.
Do they, like, harass Richard Simmons?
He, like, goes to his house and shit, yeah.
What?
I know. I wonder if it's still up. Missing Richard Simmons. Let me find it.
Does he ever interview him?
I don't think he does. I don't remember.
Oh, I love Richard Simmons.
I also love Richard Simmons.
You can't look at a picture of that man and just not be instantly happy.
Oh, is he not, like, the most delightful person alive?
So cute.
He's so cute.
I love how he's also committed to that look.
He looks
for
amazing.
How many years? Decades.
Oh my, he's sweating to the oldies. He's got a dress like that. This came out in 2017. It is called Missing Richard Simmons.
I didn't even know that was a thing that he was missing.
He was missing. On February 15, 2014, fitness guru Richard Simmons disappeared. He stopped teaching his regular exercise class at Slimmons. Cut off his closest friends and removed himself from the public eye. And then it was called Slimmons, yeah.
His workout class is called Slimmons.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous. So this man, like, goes to, what's this dude's name? Dan Taberski. He goes and he tries to find Richard Simmons, and they're like, fucking stop. Leave Richard Simmons alone. He's fine.
Like, he's a person and he just doesn't want to talk to anyone right now.
Yeah. And then Richard Simmons, I'm dying. And then later, guys, I don't know why you all thought I was dying just because I expressly said I'm dying.
That's weird that you thought that I was dying after I said I was.
Oh, how dare we take you for your word, Richard Simmons.
Right.
Ridiculous. So sad.
Oh.
Anyways, that's that spiral.
But we can also talk about, because you brought up Kate Middleton.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the new video of her?
No.
That came out today?
No.
Of her walking?
What I know about this entire case is what Noelle has sent me.
I am so deeply online.
She's very on, like, all of the time. I don't even need to be on the internet or on social media.
I'll do it for you.
I just know what's happening.
I'll do it for you. You don't need to do it.
Yeah.
I do want to show you this. Let me mute my computer really quick so I can show you this picture. Do you think that looks like her? It is very dark. Oh.
It looks like it could be a lookalike. I will say that. Her face seems slimmer.
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, this grainy video. Oh, maybe.
Oh,
could be.
I don't know.
Kind of far away.
Doesn't kind of look like her, though.
I don't know.
Looks like somebody who's meant to look like her.
I don't know. Also, there's this new theory. She's got all these, like a million pictures of her from, like, the last year. She's, like, mm-hmm. little Band-Aids all over her fingers and hands. They're like, what's going on? I don't know.
For those of you who don't know what's happening, for those of you who don't live on the internet.
Sorry, I should have explained it.
There's this thing happening on the internet where there's this like conspiracy of like, where's Kate Middleton? Mm-hmm. Because nobody has seen her.
No one's seen her.
In a long time. And then like weird stuff has been happening. So they released, or she posted this picture of her and her three children.
That was supposedly taken by William.
Yeah. And it's clearly Photoshopped. Like it is so badly Photoshopped. Yes. And the internet called it out, and they were like, this is clearly a Photoshop. And also a sleuth on the internet found that the picture that of her in that picture, somebody took her face from her Vogue cover. So it's not, the picture is completely fake. It's
That's
not
a
even
legend,
her.
Though. We can't confirm.
No, I saw
that.
The thing. They like did the fade in, fade out.
I saw
like
that
it's
too.
The same
like
face.
Like Animorphs style. Yeah.
And then she tweeted, right? She tweeted.
Oh, sorry, guys. LOL. I've just been practicing my Photoshop skills.
As if the princess is doing her own Photoshop.
The Duchess of Cambridge is doing her own Photoshops. The Kardashians don't even do their own Photoshops. Right? And they're not royal. Right. So.
I also saw.
Like, oh, wait. Is the princess, the Duchess of Cambridge? She's Princess of Wales.
Princess of Wales is what I was going to say, but I don't. You're also that guy. I didn't want to sound stupid, so I just said princess.
Well, I think I'm the one sounding like an idiot.
I
right
think
now.
I was going to say Princess of Wales, but I wasn't
She's
sure.
Definitely Princess of Wales.
But yeah, I also saw that. So.
She's also Duchess of Cambridge.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Many
I also saw that people in like the UK aren't as concerned as like us Americans are.
We like it.
Like we're like, where is she? And like people in the UK are like, she's that's fine. Like
I know
they don't even care.
Well,
they're like they're not digging as deep into this conspiracy theory that like we all are.
No, because what do we have here? You know,
nothing. We don't have any royals.
We don't. Good.
It would be kind of fun if we did.
It would be kind of fun. I mean, it was kind of fun.
I mean, we still get taxed up the ass for stupid shit anyways, so why not pay for a king and a queen? I think that would be kind of cool.
Shit, fuck it. Why not? Who cares, right? I don't know. Well, she's like supposedly missing or whatever, but then there's like all these weird photos of like supposedly her or like not her. And then there's this theory that he's like cheating with this lady whose name is something with Rose something. What is it? What's her name? Rose.
She's another
Hanbury. Hanbury.
Another royal.
How do you say this word though? Her name is Sarah Rose Hanbury. How do you say this?
Cholmondeley.
What is this?
Marchioness. Marchioness. I just said it like that. Marchioness of Cholmondeley.
I don't know what this fucking word is.
Cholmondeley.
We're gonna make the computer say it.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
So there's a theory that William is cheating and that he's like doing like another Charles and Diana situation.
But right. They want to protect her.
Yes.
So she's like being hidden from the public. All right.
Correct.
Play this.
I'm gonna play it. Hopefully there's no ads. So let's break it down. English pronunciation. Break it down, baby.
Martianess, all right, so it's not Marcianess, Martianess. That's fairly straightforward. Martianess of Chimley.
What?
The fucking word is Chimley?
Chimley. He just changed it.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't even know.
Chumley? This word that he's saying is pronounced Chumley or possibly Chimley.
Chumley, like the guy from Pawn Stars.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, that's just what I thought.
That's so funny. It's spelled Cholmondeley, which we should have known because that's how Chumley from Pawn Stars spells
that's
it.
That's exactly
as well.
How he spells it.
So yeah, we should have known. This is such.
I will have to say, so this pronunciation on YouTube guy, he is, I feel like, how everyone gets their like pronunciations of everything. So yeah. If he is saying something wrong, the entire rest of the world is going to.
I'd like to think that he is.
Like, he is the end all be all of how do you pronounce things on, like, that you don't know how to say. You just go on there and he's got like a YouTube on it. And he always talks like this.
I love this guy.
And his voice is so soothing.
He like laughed in this though. He's like,
because he's like, I don't know how to fucking say it.
Because no one's ever said this word out loud. I promise you. It's just like in the middle of like England. It's like south of Liverpool by Stoke-on-Trent, obviously. Who doesn't fucking know that? I like pronouncing British words because the Brits that listen to us get so mad.
I'm no, like, they don't.
I'm like, oh, it's Ravensmore. And they're like, oh, you idiot, it's Ravensmore. I'm like, oh, shit, fuck, sorry.
Anywhere you go, there's going to be hard shit to say.
I like it. Their words are so hard for me to say.
That definitely is not spelled like Chumley. I will just call that out.
No.
Chumley.
It's not. It's absolutely not. This one's called Coxbank.
Nice.
All right, sorry. Anyways, so Kate may or may not be missing. We don't know.
She might be the unknown from the Wonka experience, too.
What is that?
No!
It's Kate Middleton.
I find myself just randomly during the day being like, no!
That's how I yell at the animals now.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. What's this? We need to pivot from this conversation.
Okay, we're pivoting. I have only one story to talk about.
I got a couple of things.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here
okay,
and there.
Good. Okay, good.
Some fun things.
I found this and it is so interesting to me. This comes from yahoo.com. Okay. The headline is Indian painter gets brain dead woman's hands in rare bilateral hand transplant.
Oh my God.
This man's 45 years old. He is severed from like just above his elbow, like at his elbow.
Wait, oh yeah, so these are, oh my God, I can see it. Oh,
isn't that so fucking cool?
It's like two different skin tones and it looks so weird.
So fucking cool. Okay, so he has no arms, like the bottom half of his arms from his elbow down, gone, completely gone, okay? Lost his arms in a horrific train accident that says, I don't know the story. Anyways, he gets a double arm transplant.
First off.
Yes.
I didn't know that you could transplant hands.
Also, I did not know this.
And it's not even just hands. It's like a complete forearm to a hand.
It is above the elbow down.
Yeah.
They have attached this man. He can use the hands.
Can he paint with them still?
Unsure. Let's see. This article is from not that long ago. March 8th. Okay. 10 days ago. So I say. Where is this? I read this earlier. He is like using the one hand to like brush his teeth already. It says it will take 6 to 7 months before he starts experiencing full sensation in them.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if he has to, like, retrain his brain to, you know, like...
To, like, use
transmit
them,
signals to it?
Yeah, but he can, like, use... Wait, where did I find this? Oh, on Twitter, obviously.
That's insane.
Of course, this is where I found this. I don't know where it is, but he said that he could, like, it had been like 6 weeks or something since he had gotten the transplant.
Yeah.
And he could already, like, hold things with the one hand and,
oh
like,
God.
He could, like, do a peace sign.
Oh my God.
Like, it's rough. It's rough looking, but, like, he's, like, fully using these hands.
Okay. It's not even that rough looking. The only way that you would tell that those aren't his arms is because, and it's like, it's a little bit Frankenstein-y. I will say that. But he's got, like the bottom half of his arm is like a lighter color, and then like lighter than his actual mm-hmm. skin tone, and that's the only way you'd be able to tell. And obviously, it's like stitched up.
Isn't that amazing, though?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So this woman, she was in the hospital. She was in a coma, and she like was an organ donor in India, mm-hmm. and she donated like every single organ in her body,
nice,
including her hands. How amazing is that? I had no idea that they could do this. It blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. I'm obsessed with this story. I think it's so cool. I don't know. That's all I got. That was my optimistic story for the year.
That kind of leads into one of the things that I came across that I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
So this was so long ago because it's been a long time since we've done an unscripted.
It's been a while.
And then also when we did the last unscripted, we had so much that we wanted mm-hmm. to get through that we didn't get through all of it. So have you ever heard of a little company called Elcor?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I asked you what it was 10 minutes ago, and you slapped me, and you said, wait for the episode.
Have you heard of cryonics?
Is that like what they did to Walt Disney's head?
It's the practice of preserving life by pausing the dying process using sub-freezing temperatures with the intent of restoring good health with medical technology in the future.
Is that so, yeah. different from cryogenics?
I'm not sure. They
Can
call
I look
it,
that up?
Yeah, they call it cryonics. But so basically, I was watching, if anyone's familiar with the show, How To with John Wilson.
Yes.
Hilarious.
It's very good.
And it's kind of, the show is like, he starts out with one topic of like, I don't know, what's the deal with scaffolding or whatever. And then mm-hmm. usually his episodes like turn into something else just like based on the people that he comes across. He lives in New York City, so there's always like a wide range of just fucking weirdos all the time, every time.
Right.
Like all wherever he is. So I forget how he even comes across. I think he's like at this place and there's this like conference for these people. So it's a company, but they also have like conferences where they like people come and they learn about cryonics and they like have these like finance seminars, because basically what you have to do if you want this to like to reserve a spot, mm-hmm. you have to pay.
Ooh.
You also have to pay to keep yourself in like frozen.
That makes sense. It's like a lease.
Right.
Yeah.
So what they do is like in these seminars, they're basically, they tell these people how like, well, how can you like how can you afford to pay for this mm-hmm. for however like long, you know, until, because the thing is that the technology's not there yet. We can't freeze a person and bring them back to life yet.
Right.
That's not a thing.
Which I found the difference between cryonics and cryogenics.
Oh, so what is it?
Cryonics is where you freeze a human being after death
yes.
to like bring them back.
Yeah.
And you freeze a person at 196 degrees Celsius. Very cold. Cryogenics is where material is still alive.
Oh, okay.
And it's at 150 degrees, negative 150 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
And they're like doing like experimentation on it. So cryonics is what they did to Walt Disney's head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, yeah. So basically they wait till you're dead and then mm-hmm. they have like, I think they say like it's like 30 minutes or something to like get you all processed and
Whoa.
Stuff. And you can pay more to get. What is it? I was looking at, because they have a whole pets option too. Because I was like, I would never do that for myself, but like.
I would never do that for my pet.
Like, if the technology were there,
think
it's
about
not
this
there
though.
Yet, though.
They pass away, right?
Yeah.
So like they're.
That's true. Bringing
so, like,
them back to life.
You're going to bring them back when they're 14?
Right. Their
no.
body's still going to be like, I mean.
Right. What are you going to do?
Great. Yeah. I don't understand. I literally don't get it.
How much do you have a cost sheet?
So they have a cost sheet for pets, but they don't for people.
Oh, if you have to ask, it's too expensive.
Well, okay. So for pets, and they have two different options. You can do a straight freeze, which is cheaper, and then perfusion.
What's perfusion?
What's perfusion is, I guess, like they make, the straight freeze is a result of substantial added expense of the perfusion solution. Wait, no. Perfusion is more expensive because I think they do it like right away and it's like rapid. They do it quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after euthanasia.
Mm.
Rapid cooling. But for a person, they don't have like pets. They have it like laid out where it's like, oh, I think it's just like a set price to keep your pet because pets are just.
Yeah.
like they can just keep them and they're smaller than people. But for people, you have to buy a membership and it's here. I'll pull it right now. It says anywhere it costs anywhere between $17 to $100 a month, which I feel like that's not true. $17 a month to keep my entire body frozen in a facility just sitting there?
According to Wikipedia, which, right? Great source. Mm-hmm. According to Wikipedia, as of 2018, the cost of preparing and storing corpses using cryonics ranges from $28,000 to $200,000.
Yeah. So
why is the difference? Oh, it's $80,000 to start at Alcor.
So here's the thing, too. So they... What they do to so you can pay for this, because obviously if you die, and I don't know, I guess you can leave a will and be like...
To yourself? Oh my God, you're willing all of your money to yourself.
No, listen, this is what they do. They literally, they tell you to take out life insurance policies on yourself, like multiple. Like in this conference, they're like, just take out a bunch of life insurance policies to like cover it. Like right here, coverage. Whole body cryo... preservations require a minimum of $220,000 in life insurance, and neuro cryo preservations, which is just your head, require a minimum of $80,000 in life insurance. You should consider a policy with a benefit amount that increases with inflation or otherwise provide for higher future costs.
I want to go to one of these seminars.
The people there are batshit insane.
Oh, it's in Michigan. Let's go. Yeah, that's like so close. Where should we go?
They like literally, it's crazy. And like all of these people are like, oh yeah. And they like, they showed the area where they like, they have the people and it's just like a bunch of like silver like domes of like capsules of people. It's so fucked up. But it's just insane to me that these people, like this isn't even a thing yet. We can't even do it.
This looks crazy.
Doesn't it look like future?
Oh my God.
It's like we can't even do this yet. So you're paying, you're taking out all these life insurance policies. You're putting all of the money like that you've ever earned in your entire life towards this one thing that you don't even know is possible, will become possible, is ever like, you know, is even an option of ever being possible.
Yeah. You know what's so crazy also is that like the way like life is trending, are we going to like forget about this? Like when the apocalypse happens, no one's keeping these,
right?
No one's doing this. It says that
as of right now,
an estimated 170 people are already in those tanks.
It's like a whole community of people who like really believe in this. And they're just like.
Oh, wait, whoa. As of 2023, 500 people have had themselves cryonically preserved.
Yeah.
That is bonk.
But like, what if, okay, here's another thing, because there are so many uncertainties with this. No, not even that. You're thinking way ahead. I'm thinking like, what if they have all these generators and stuff. So we're like, we'll never, whatever. But what if it does? And also, if you're dead, who's going to know? You know? They're like, oh, shit. We forgot to turn on the backup generator and half of our bodies cooled.
Shit.
What do you do then? Do you give all of that money back to those people? Do you even have to if they're dead? Probably not, right?
Not only do I want to go to one of these seminars, I want to see this contract, man. I want to do it. Oh, can I be? Please click that.
No.
Damn it. God damn it.
You cannot be cryopreserved until you've actually died.
Damn.
You can't. Because then it would be murder.
That would be murder.
No, what you just looked up.
Oh, that's where they keep you alive.
Cryogenics. Or they just take like a little piece of your
cryogenics
flesh.
I really want to do this one, but I'm not going to do it.
Sorry, just getting into this again.
Do it.
So I'm reading here. Cryonics procedures should ideally begin within the first 1 or 2 minutes after the heart stops, and preferably within 15 minutes.
So do you have to die there?
Like, right? Like, what? How are you going to call Alcor?
Look at these people leading
this. Do they have, like, people in every city to, like, that are going to rush to do it? Because what if you die in a normal hospital and you're like, oh, but I'm with Alcor. And, like, the doctor's like, we don't have the tech. We don't have, we can't cryonically freeze you.
The Alcor Life Extension Foundation is a not-for-profit.
Also, it's tax-exempt? How?
Yeah.
How?
Man, we got to start a scam like this. What are we doing? We're wasting our lives.
We don't have anywhere to store bodies. We'd have to be like that funeral home that just kept them in a room, which is fucked up.
That's super fucked up. Yeah. I don't like it.
There's a referral program at Alcor, though.
Oh, great. Great. Also, it only costs $60 per year for each child of a family member that's already cryo frozen or whatever.
Is that in, like,
freeze your whole family?
Is that like saying that the child's they're gonna die as a child? That's why it's cheap?
No, I think it's like, you know, like,
you have to hold your space. Yeah.
Like, if I get a Costco membership, I can add you on. I think it's like that kind of situation.
My mom might have that for Sam's Club.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's what you gotta do, you know? Wow.
But it's like, so the membership, the $17 to $100 a month, that's not after you've died. That's like to keep your place.
That makes sense.
These people are paying and they're still alive.
There's only five. Also, they only have 500 tanks at this warehouse in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, no. So better reserve your spot today.
Not gonna do it. Very interested in this, though. And I do love this referral program. I do. Ooh, okay.
You can get 10% off.
You can get up to 50% off your first year. This is...
How many members do you have to refer?
Oh, nobody knows. I'm going to sign up for this. I'm signing up for this shit right now.
Yeah. Anyways, in the show, though, the guy who he was talking to, who was a part of this, was just very odd. He was a very, very, very weird man. He had... castrated himself and was just like, yep, I did that. So that was another part of this episode.
Wait, one of the guys that works here?
So he, like, in the show, he meets this one guy. I forget where he's at because, like I said, it was so long ago. But he meets this guy, and this guy's like, oh, I'm with Alcor. And then he's like, what's Alcor? And then he goes to this conference with him. And then he kind of, like, interviews this guy, and he's just, like, talking to this guy literally about Alcor, and he just offers up the fact that he has castrated himself.
This is the entire staff. Any of these people?
No. It's not. It's that guy right there.
This one?
No, that guy.
This one?
Yes.
Oh, my God. R. Michael Perry, PhD?
Yeah.
He's the care services manager. Wow, that's giving. Like, he's from Chicago. Hometown.
I think it's him. It looks like him. I don't know.
This is great. Dude, isn't it crazy? I love this shit.
I know.
This is a cult. If you're castrating yourself, it's a cult.
No, he did that because he wanted to. It's kind of a cult in the sense where they come to meetings and they, like, take all your money for, like, nothing.
Mm.
But you still get to, like, talk to your family and stuff, well, I guess. So there's that.
Yeah. Question. If I'm in the tube after I die, can you come visit me?
No, they don't allow people. He asks to go in the episode. Asks to go, and they don't allow people in the waiting chamber, I guess we're going to call it.
Can you put stickers all over my chamber like a Nalgene bottle?
No. Otherwise, I would put quite unusual stickers all over your tube.
Thank you. This is the ass of a killer, Bella. I want that sticker. Holographics. I want all the stickers on my little tube so when I wake up.
They have to be uniform.
Then I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it because of the stickers?
Yeah. That's the only thing holding me back from this. Wow, this is crazy. Yeah. I'm obsessed with this. All these people, there's like 10 people that work here also. They have all their pictures online.
Yeah, they have like the board and stuff. Well, so, I mean, if you're on their website, as of today, they have 1,424 members.
Okay, let's do math.
227 patients, which I'm assuming means dead people.
Got to.
But get this. They have been doing this for 52 years.
Okay, so it's $17 to $100. So what's the difference between those? What's the average price here?
A month?
We'll say
for the
$60.
Members.
Bucks, right?
They're making so much money.
We'll say the average person, it's $60. And if there's a 1,000, how many? 1,424.
But they're also, think about all
they're
of
them. They're raking in a minimum.
Think about the money, though, it takes to maintain the tubes.
There's nothing in those fucking tubes.
There's dead people in those tubes.
So they say, allegedly.
Some of them. That's exactly.
Allegedly, there's dead people.
That's another point that I have to make is that how do you even know?
You don't know.
That they're keeping your body in there. You don't.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Also, do you get the life insurance policy? How does that work?
No, they do. You sign it in their name. That's why it's such a, it's so fucked up. And they're literally in the seminar, they're like telling people to do that. They're like, all you have to do is take out all of these like life insurance policies and make like the beneficiary L-Corp.
Okay.
So,
well, another thing,
they could be killing these people if you want to get conspiracied.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're literally the beneficiaries for their life insurance.
That's not even a conspiracy. They're for sure doing that.
Right?
Like, this is crazy. This is crazy.
Like Triangle Shirtwaist Factory shit.
Yeah, but like, there are no doors to lock, even. You're just in a fucking tube.
There's just a tube.
And they're like, oh no, this power strip overloaded. All these tubes are dead now. Also, one of these founding people, don't move your screen, he's describing himself as a cryptographer, a cypherpunk, and a Bitcoin pioneer.
And he looks like that.
Big hell. Yes, I'm into it, man. I think that this is great. That woman is the mother god of the whole situation.
I think she's actually in the show, too.
She's in the tube?
No, she's in How To with John Wilson. Also, that's a really good show if anyone's just interested in watching it. It's hilarious. It's on Max.
I'm obsessed with this.
Crazy, right? That was my news story for the 111 today.
That's a really good. Oh yeah.
Oh man.
We're delivering the 111.
We got your 111s.
That's right. I love this. It says the dying process can be paused. Death is a process, not an on-off switch.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But,
well, that man who got the arm transplant, those arms are living another life. They're doing more than anyone could ever do.
But if you think about it, if that man was able to get those arms, that means, dude, we might not be that far away from this shit, though, like actually becoming a reality, except for the whole brain part and like you having to live in your old, like decrepit body. Like I'm 33 and it hurts when I wake up in the morning. So I don't even know what it's going to feel like when I'm 90 if I get there.
Here's the thing.
But I know I'm not going to want to probably live past that.
Nah.
It's going to be riddled with pain.
Look at this frozen kidney. Wow. Like, here's the thing is that if they're like freezing organs to like do transplants more effectively, because if you guys listen to our bone and body trade episodes, a lot of organs that get donated go to waste, period. Like gone, like in literally in the garbage.
Because you have to freeze them within like the first 2 minutes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, this is interesting to me, if when like assisted suicide becomes a thing in this country, which it is in a couple states already.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think Vermont, they always pioneer everything for sure.
Vermont?
And then, yeah. And then another one.
California?
I don't know. It might be.
Probably.
I think there's two states.
California always pioneers also.
For sure. I wonder if they're going to implement that also. So like you die, but you have to like kill yourself, you know, before, so that like, they can harvest you immediately.
Yeah.
That seems like a thing.
That's the only way where I could see this working.
But how? I know when they do like the assisted suicide, it's like a barbiturate situation, and like they like put you, for lack of a better phrase, they pull you down.
They're gonna have to
euthanize.
You're gonna
you.
Have to die in order for them to freeze you.
But if you're full of like poison that killed you, how are they gonna bring you back?
Oh, that's a I don't know.
Do you have to die naturally? This is freaking me out,
according
man.
To the law, you do, but if maybe they'll figure out, I don't know,
maybe they'll just
find...
put you in the tube and they flash freeze you like a broccoli.
Yeah, but then are they going to freeze the poison, or is the poison going to like...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe you're still alive.
I don't know how poison works.
What if you're still alive? I feel like how else do they do it? So if you're still alive...
So like Austin Powers?
Yeah, and like they freeze you like immediately.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Exactly, baby. Like, yeah. So... That's what I'm saying, though, is that, like, okay, if you die of heart failure, so then, like, you just, like, are frozen forever with a bad heart? Or, like, when you come out, do they give you a new one? I got questions.
That's a good point, because that doesn't even make any sense.
Ooh.
Right. So,
if
like,
I
if you
die of natural causes.
Yeah, if you died of cancer and they freeze you and then they bring you back to life, like, aren't you still going to have cancer?
They're like, oh, great news. You're alive. Terrible news. You got to go through chemo.
You're gonna have cancer again. And we couldn't fix it the first time. We definitely can't fix it this time.
Right. So, like, what?
That's crazy. Yeah.
So why?
I don't know how it's supposed to work. I don't even know if they're bringing back. Well, yeah, because some people
are saying
some people are only doing their heads, though. So maybe they can bring you like.
Are they thinking like your consciousness or like the Futurama heads?
Like your brain, maybe. And then like maybe some people are hoping that they can put you in like an AI. But like
Franken style?
Yeah, like Futurama.
Yeah, like right. Like Nixon with the floating, with the little head in the jar.
Yeah, or
for sure.
Then, but then if not, then you open the like the question of are they gonna start like putting people's brains and other like recently deceased people's bodies?
Yes, this is body harvesting
like,
again.
What the fuck?
Life imitates art.
What's the
history
end
is
game?
Cyclical.
What's the end game here?
The end game of this, I'm making a prediction. I'm making a prediction, okay? And according to Alcor's website, no cryonics organization can currently revive a cryopreserved patient.
Yes.
But we at Alcor have confidence. Have confidence revival may be possible. Nanotechnology and other future medical technologies are expected to have very broad capabilities. Two things are happening.
But even if you can, how are you going to do it?
So I love sci-fi. I love it. It's
great.
My favorite thing in the whole world.
Obviously.
Here's the thing. One, either these people are fucking lying and they're just taking all your money and this
is
a huge scam.
They're 100% doing that.
I think some of these people probably believe it's real, though.
They want to believe it's real. Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
So if cryonics ever becomes a thing that we can like effectively do, I think it's going to be just like the bone and body trade again, where the pores, the marginalized, the less dead go missing. And then
for their
all
body,
of a
for
sudden,
their fresh bodies.
All of a sudden, you're walking around in a fucking, you know, a Kansas City 10 body, and you were like a weird old man before. That's what I'm saying. Right?
That's, yeah.
I could see it.
That's gross.
I could see it. It's going to be, ooh, I don't like it. Also, these things are vacuum insulated, if anyone needed to know.
Seems like it needs to be something more powerful than that.
Than a vacuum. It's run by Dyson. We're good.
It's vacuum. So that I definitely don't trust it.
What? Dyson's the best. How dare you?
Oh, man.
Okay. Wow. We have
done talking about that.
That was fun. I liked it. We have some movies to talk about.
We do.
What is Tiptoes?
Oh, yeah. I teased I was going to talk about this.
That was 7 weeks ago.
That was so long
because
ago.
Because we also did 4 full researched episodes. So it has, and then we skipped one. So that was 6. It's been so long. It's been 6 weeks.
Okay. So we talk about a lot of movies on this podcast, right?
Sure.
Especially
do.
On our unscripteds.
Yeah.
Movies are life, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I would say a couple months
ago. 7 weeks ago?
7 weeks ago. Actually, longer than that. Watched a movie that I can guarantee probably nobody listening to this right now has ever seen. And if you have seen this movie,
write to us at quiteunusualpod@gmail.com.
Please DM me personally, because I don't believe that you have. I have a, like, my
what is
feeling.
This?
Stop looking at
Sorry.
It.
Sorry.
I have a feeling that this movie was made, and on paper it sounded great. And they were like, this is going to be so good.
For sure.
And then they made it, and they were like, oh no, we can't.
This cast is insane.
So it was like they made the movie, and then they were like, we have to hide this.
Scrap it.
Like, we need to just put shit on top of it, like, cover it up.
Was it really bad?
I will tell you the plot of this movie.
Okay.
First, we're gonna talk about the cast. It's an all-star cast. We've got
star-studded.
We've got Gary Oldman.
Incredible.
We've got Peter Dinklage.
Unbelievable.
We've got Kate Beckinsale.
Love her.
Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Patricia Arquette.
The medium herself.
Like, so many people.
This is an incredible cast.
So many people in this fucking movie. And then just like a bunch of like other random actors that you're like, oh, I've definitely, like, I know who this person is, you know,
like a what are they in movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the plot of this is so fucking insane. Okay, so we have Matthew McConaughey and we have Kate Beckinsale, right?
Obviously
they're dating.
Okay.
They are living together, and then all of a sudden Kate Beckinsale's, they're like, I'm pregnant.
Okay.
And Matthew McConaughey's like, oh shit. Turns out Matthew McConaughey comes from a family And everyone in his family is a little person but him.
And she didn't know that.
And she didn't know that because he hides his little person family for some fucking reason because he's like ashamed of it.
That's problematic.
It's this movie is so problematic. It gets worse. Okay. It gets worse.
If anyone's interested, it is streaming for free on the Roku channel. I will be watching this
they
later.
They say midget a lot, which is not what we're calling little people.
We're not saying that.
So, yeah. So that's just also another piece of this puzzle.
Problematic. It was made in 2004.
Another. That's not even that long ago, though, dude.
That's true.
When did Little People Big World come out? Because that show educated all of us.
It did. That show started in... Oh, boy.
2006?
2006, so 2 years
okay,
after.
Okay, well, then we'll give this movie a little grace. Okay. It gets worse, though, okay, right?
Okay.
So, his twin brother is a little person.
They're twinsing this? Danny DeVito?
Yes.
Schwarzenegger style?
Can I have you guess who out of this cast that I just named do you think plays his twin brother?
It's Peter Dinklage.
It's Gary Oldman.
What?
Yes.
What?
Gary Oldman plays a little person in this movie.
And he also plays what?
Yes. So
Gary Oldman.
Insane. Height. They I don't
Gary Oldman is 5'9".
I don't know how they do it. It's like movie magic. But if I didn't know that it was Gary Oldman, I would think it was also a little person. So he plays the brother, and then Matthew McConaughey obviously has to tell Kate Beckinsale, hey, look, chances are 50-50 that our kid is going to be a dwarf. And she's like, what the fuck, man? Like, why is this the first time you were talking about marrying me? Now I find out that your entire family
is little people.
Are little people. And he's just like, whatever.
But
blah,
he's
blah,
like
blah,
ashamed
blah.
And like hiding it.
Yeah, he's and like, ashamed. And okay. So she does like the good girlfriend thing. So like mm-hmm. at first she's like, what the fuck? How are we going to raise this baby? Like, do we even want to keep it? Which is completely normal. You know,
sure, of
she's
course.
Going through it. She doesn't know what to do. So
what?
She does the good girlfriend. Matthew McConaughey marries her first because she's pregnant. They decide to keep the baby.
Okay.
So she decides that in order to learn more about like mm-hmm. this
culture.
Disability. She's like, I want to meet your family. Mm-hmm. So she meets his family, right? She gets along with Gary Oldman
a lot. I'm looking at a picture of this right now.
It's crazy.
Gary Oldman has like a fake legs.
Yeah.
He's like sitting on the couch.
He's got like a cane and stuff.
He has like obviously fake legs. I feel like they're making him walk around on his knees.
I think they are actually.
This is wild.
I don't know why they have a lot of like dwarf actors in this, so I don't understand why they couldn't just also cast a dwarf to play his role, but whatever. It was 2002. So anyways, so she gets to know the family, right? And she decides she's going to keep the baby. So they're keeping the baby. Mm-hmm. She's like learning from all of his brother, from his brother and his brother's friends. And she's like, oh, this isn't going to be too bad. Like, you guys make life work. Like, I'm just going to love this baby, whether like he is a little person or not. And,
okay.
Like,
slay.
Great, right?
Love that. Yeah.
So she has the baby.
And the baby is Peter Dinklage.
And the baby's not Peter Dinklage.
Okay.
She has the baby. And the baby is a dwarf.
Okay.
But she's like, whatever. Like, he's my baby. I love him. Matthew McConaughey.
No.
Gets mad.
So go out for cigarettes and never come back?
And decides that he can't handle taking care of this baby because it's a little person. So he leaves his wife that he impregnated.
Married
her because he got her pregnant, but then decides that it's too much.
Is Kate Beckinsale, who's a slam piece.
Right? Her hair is questionable in this movie. She's got a lot of weird hairstyles.
I see that. She looks insane.
Right? But she's also still Kate Beckinsale. So, yeah. So he leaves.
What?
Just as like, I can't do this anymore. We have a baby and it's a dwarf and I don't want it. And just fucking bails.
Oh, my God.
After like, I mean, like his entire family. Like this is, it's insane.
Okay.
So she's like, I don't know what to do. He kicks her out of their apartment.
With her newborn baby?
She has nowhere to go. So she goes to Gary Oldman's house. He like has this house, weird house in the woods. She goes and stays with Gary Oldman, right?
Sure.
And then she falls in love with Gary Oldman.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then together they raise this baby, and it ends with them like kissing, and then it like pans up to the stars. And, like,
okay.
They live happily ever after, and Matthew McConaughey is just a shithead. Okay. We never hear from him ever again.
Okay.
It is the craziest movie. Did this movie need to get made? No. Did it need to get made with Gary Oldman playing a little person? Absolutely not.
It's giving.
It's so bad.
It's giving. I don't know. I feel like this is a fever dream movie.
That's literally what it is. And it's not. So, like, obviously, I'm a fan of really bad movies. Like, yeah. The be cheesy horror movies, even like Neil Breen movies, like I can get down to those. I love them. I think they're hilarious to watch. This movie is arguably worse because like they thought they had something here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're like, this is gonna be so good, and then they made it and they were like, oh fuck.
Listen to this. The director was fired after he turned in his cut, and then the film was re-edited. Peter Dinklage said of the original director's cut that it was gorgeous and that the people who fired the director ruined the entire movie.
Ooh.
I wonder if the story was wildly different and they did a weird cut to it also.
That's kind of what it seems like it
really?
Was. Yeah, because it was like, I mean, the entire second half of the movie is like, what is happening now? Like, why is Matthew McConaughey's character just like, oh, I'm leaving, bye. Even though, like, I did this to you, bye.
This is wild.
It's also, so crazy.
Matthew McConaughey's name is Steve in this.
Yes.
And Gary Oldman, the little person, he's a 5'9" man who's playing a little person.
Mm-hmm.
Very unnecessary.
So stupid.
His name is Rolf.
Oh, yeah, it is Rolf, yeah.
Why does that feel also weird? I don't know. I feel like, also, apparently they use the word circle jerk a lot in this movie.
I don't remember that.
Okay,
but like,
well,
I said,
there's
it was
a lot
like
of quotes
17
in here.
Weeks ago.
This is,
it's crazy.
Cool. I like it. Peter Dinklage has like dreadlocks.
Oh
in
yeah,
this movie.
And the guy, the Black Lodge guy is also in here. Michael J. Anderson.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wow. I want to watch this. Is it bad? It sounds terrible.
It's so bad. It's like you said, it's a fever dream. After I watched that movie, I was like, wait,
did I watch that?
Was that an actual movie that I watched, or did I just dream that? So, yeah, it's streaming on the Roku channel if anyone wants to just
waste 2 hours of your life.
Waste 2 hours. Worth the watch, though.
I
guess. I don't know.
I, on the other hand, watched two cinematic masterpieces the other day. You know how I didn't grow up with cable?
Yes.
So I had never seen a single Disney Channel original
it's
movie.
It's so crazy. I reference them all of the time. I'm like, you remember this? And she's like, I didn't grow up with cable. And I'm like,
but I know some things because of like pop culture, like zeitgeist style, right?
Right.
Like I know who Protozoa is. Obviously.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Make my heart go boom, boom.
But you never had seen the movie
had
until.
Never seen it. I watched it last week. I watched Xenon Girl of the 21st Century and Brink! Exclamation point.
Brink is such a classic. I can't believe you've never seen Brink.
I had never seen it. Had never seen it. Do you know what us people that didn't have cable had seen? Rad Racing, which is essentially Brink, but with BMX bikes.
Oh, okay.
And there's like rivalry and they're like 10. And
is it reality or is it
actual? No. It's like a movie. It's like a movie. Brink is amazing. It's about a bunch of kids. This guy's name is Andy Brink Brinker.
Brink Brinker.
They call him Brink.
Why does Brinker sound like a bad word?
Right.
Like freaking Brinker.
Even his dad
Brink
calls
you,
him.
You Brinker.
His dad calls him Brink, but like that's also his dad's last name. So like, I don't really get it. He's like a teen heartthrob. He has like the center like boy meets.
Oh, what's
like,
that
boy
guy's name?
World.
Eric Von Detten. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Totally. He's the leader of a group of inline skaters who disapprove of corporate sponsorship. And then he's blonde also. And
I'm surprised that Disney like let that be a plot point, you know?
Because they were trying to pretend like they weren't.
They were trying to be cool.
Yeah. They're like, we're not a regular corporation. We're a cool corporation.
We're a cool corporation.
So his mortal enemy is another boy in his high school called Val, who has dark hair. So okay. That's how you know he's evil.
And that guy was, he played, you don't know this because you didn't watch any, but he always played the, like, the evil boy.
He has villain face.
He was always the villain in every single, he's like, '90s, late '90s kids movie. He was the villain.
He is the only bitch in this movie serving cunt the whole time. I will tell you that.
He is.
He is serving. He's got, like, a bitchy little face, and he's like, ugh, fuck you, a brink.
He was also, he's Spike in Little Giants. Oh, I love that movie.
He's very sassy, and he has brown hair. That's how you know that he is Brink's enemy, because Brink has blonde hair.
Right.
Obviously. It's amazing. So Brink's family, his dad, like, loses his job, or he is on disability. So Brink's like, oh, I have to earn money for the family, even though he's a child.
It's just funny that you're referring to him as Brink. You're like, so Brink's like.
Well, that's his name. Even his dad calls him Brink. Okay.
He has to provide for the family because his dad is...
So he gets a corporate sponsorship and he joins his arch nemesis's inline skating team to get money. And he's like bringing in like $1,000 a month in like 1998 money.
Damn.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous plot and I'm deeply obsessed with it. Okay. Xenon Girl of the 21st Century.
Such a classic.
Changed me on a molecular level.
See, Brink was, oh my God, it doesn't even seem, so Brink was 1998 and Xenon was 1999.
Uh-huh.
Those movies to me, like kid brain style, Brink, they seem like they're like 5 years apart to me.
1 year apart.
They're 1 year apart.
I will say that Brink had lower production value than Xenon did.
Well, Xenon was in space and they actually filmed there.
The animation in Xenon is so good.
What you're talking about.
It's so good. If you guys haven't seen it, you need to watch it immediately. It's so good. This is how they describe it. An inquisitive teenager finds herself involved with a suspected dodgy dealing on her space station home and ends up being sent down to Earth, which I have some problems with.
Zetus Lapidus.
Okay, their slang, top notch. Great. I'm sorry, it's stellar major.
The outfits.
Oh, they're so good. They're so good.
I just remember
good.
Wanting all of her outfits.
Her outfits, and they're not even that ridiculous.
And then wanting to say Zetus Lapidus all the time and my mom being like, don't say that. That sounds like something else.
It totally does. Like, how did that pass?
Right? Like, somebody...
Zetus Lapidus.
I don't understand how...
Do you want to start saying Zetus Lapidus?
Yeah. Zetus Lapidus.
Zetus Lapidus, Nicole. So she, like, gets in trouble, and they're like, as punishment, you have to go to Earth and live with your aunt. I got some problems with this. One, there's no way that her bones... She was, like, born in space, basically. There's
she
no
was
that,
born in space, I think.
There's no way that her fucking
or no,
bones
when she was a baby or something,
would be able to handle Earth gravity. Not a chance.
Is that a thing? Yeah. I don't know about bones in space, so I don't...
You, like, lose, like, bone, like, density while you're in space.
Really?
Yeah, there was two astronauts, and one of them... There were two astronauts that were twin brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Who lived on the ISS for like a year or 2 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back down and then they studied brother versus brother because they were twinsies.
Okay.
And the one that was in space lost like a shit ton. He aged less. He was like less aged. But also he lost like a bunch of bone density. So like it totally like does something to you.
Yeah.
So there's no way she would be fine on Earth. Not
she
a
would
fucking
just
chance.
Crumble.
Not a fucking chance.
She'd be a skin suit. Just like...
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Also, she's never been in direct sunlight and she's like walking around in California.
Zero sunscreen. She'll like see this Lapidus.
Why is my skin burning? It's amazing. She's like eating all this food. And I don't know. It's just...
Oh my God. She would have so much bad diarrhea too.
This is what I was saying while watching this movie. She is a Victorian child.
Yeah.
She would come to Earth and immediately die.
For sure. She would smell like... pollution
and die,
and that would be it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. She's never touched dirt in her life. Like a worm doesn't know what a worm is. Unbelievable. So I'm deeply obsessed with this movie. All the Earth kids make fun of her. She falls in love with an Earth kid named Greg.
Oh my God. And Greg also played like the hot kid in all of like the 90s movies too.
That's what I was like looking up, and like he's like the babe. He's like the heartthrob.
I think
like,
he's in Small Soldiers also, which I also love that
Small
movie.
Soldiers is a really great movie. I have seen that one. So, Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. Watch it if you haven't watched it. One problem, though, I have with this movie, it's a major fucking problem. So, you know, like, when Christopher Columbus, like, gave everyone, like, smallpox? Bitch defer, bitch lumbus?
Yeah.
So, she goes to Earth, right? She's been in this spaceship.
Oh, yeah. She's getting so many.
Her whole life.
She's probably been vaccinated, though.
Oh, for sure. But, like, what is she bringing back? she bringing a tick and then they're run over by ticks?
Possible.
Is she bringing all mosquitoes and then they all have Zika?
Doesn't she go through that, like, the cleansing thing?
I don't remember that. I watched it a week ago and I don't remember that.
Maybe I'm just making that up because that's what they do in every space movie.
Because you want that to be
but
true.
But you also haven't seen the Z-quel.
I have not seen the Z-quel.
Or Z3.
I have not seen either of them.
Hate to break it to you, but there are three movies.
Do they explain why she's still alive while on Earth?
Obviously.
Okay. Also this week, I am watching Smart House.
Oh my God. You haven't watched? Oh my God. You've watched? Can I give you a list?
Can you give me a list?
You need to. We should have watched The Luck of the Irish yesterday.
Want
to
watch it later?
Yeah, it was St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, we'll watch it later.
What is it? The 13th year when he turns into a mermaid? Oh, my God.
That is also on my list. That is also on my list.
There's so many good ones,
I just got Disney Plus.
Oh, I have Disney Plus. Oh, yeah, you were, for some reason.
I got it because I couldn't log into yours. And I was like, I'm not waiting.
Yeah, I'll give you a list.
Okay.
You've seen Halloween Town. I've showed you Halloween
Town. Yes, I have seen Halloween Town. That's the cinematic.
You have to see all of the Halloween towns, though.
I only saw the one.
You need to see all of them. I think there's like five of them.
How many movies were there?
There's Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge. There's definitely, I think the third one might be when she goes to high school, Halloween Town High.
Okay. Oh, wait, like a Halloween Town. I think I saw the second one also.
There's a Halloween Town University. Yeah, I think we watched the two last year.
Okay, what is Johnny Tsunami?
Oh, that one's a good one, too. Rip Girls is good. Oh, my God, Cheetah Girls.
I never saw Cheetah Girls, but I know what.
Shit.
I love the Cheetah Girls. I'm a huge Raven Simone fan.
Oh, yeah. Alley Cat Strike.
I do know of Alley Cat Strike.
Because every time we go bowling, I say I'm going to do the Alley Cat Strike and do the ball like they do it. But then I get scared that it's going to get stuck in the middle of the lane and then I'm going to get yelled at. And then I never do it.
She never does it.
Oh, Cadet Kelly is another good one.
I think I have seen Cadet Kelly, though.
Camp Rock and High School Musical are a little bit later down the line, but I never saw them.
Never saw High School Musical.
Still great.
Nope. What is, are these all of them?
No, there's way more than that. Oh, Under Wraps is another good one.
Seems to be a mummy.
Can of Worms.
Well, I'm watching Smart House this week, so I'm very, very excited for that.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. I never saw Wizards of Waverly Place. I did see Twitches.
Twitches is good. Wizards of Waverly Place is actually a show.
It says Cole in the movie.
And then they made a movie. Okay. That's Selena Gomez got famous off
of
that.
Oh, Slow Go. Big fan. Yep. What is this?
Is that just a list of all of the Disney Channel original movies? Oh, you have to watch Wish Upon a Star. That's my favorite Disney Channel original movie. But that's like OG.
The Little Kidnappers?
I've never seen that. That's 90. That was the year I was born. So. Okay. Wish Upon a Star is a banger. It's the best one.
Is it?
It's the best
one. Will you make me a list?
Yes, I will.
Oh, it looks so... Oh, Mandy Moore?
No, dude. It's Katherine Heigl. It's like her first role.
Up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah. It's how would it be Mandy Moore?
And they wish upon a star, and then they switch bodies.
Oh, my... They Freaky Friday?
They Freaky Friday.
What?
It's crazy.
Okay, this seems amazing. I'm, like, living a whole new life right now. Speaking of which, we watched an amazing movie last night. Called Irish Wish.
Don't watch it. It's on Netflix. Do not watch it.
You could. I think you could watch it. It would be fine if you did that. It's not good. Turns out AI wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes perfect sense.
Once you know that, everything makes sense.
You're like, oh, I understand the plot of this movie now.
Yeah.
There is no plot. It just put in the unknown. What if the unknown was in everything that the AI wrote?
In some form.
And it was like a creature that like lived in AI.
Oh my God.
And like came out.
That's a horror movie in itself. Right.
Wait,
there.
No one steal that idea. I'm writing. I'm making AI write that.
Wait, so you have to get to the second part of the story though. So once we found out that movie, it's with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, which she looks amazing. She's amazing. I love that. She's back.
The movie is shit. The
movie's terrible.
Also, it's called An Irish Wish and most of the people in it are English.
It's pretty Brit and American heavy. There's a lot of Americans and British people.
I don't understand.
There's like one Irish person.
The guy is supposed to be Irish. Like his family is not a royal because I don't think that it exists in Ireland. But like his family, they're like wealthy. But half of his family are British, but they never explain why. Like his mom, his parents like have British accents.
Yeah.
But then he's Irish and has an Irish accent.
Because they couldn't get Irish actors for some reason.
And then Lindsay Lohan's love interest is a British man who they make a point of like saying he is a British man. But then it's called Irish Wish because St. Bridget
does a wish.
Just gives her her wish.
It's not good. Honestly, if you want to watch like a really shitty movie and not pay attention to it, turn on Irish Wish.
Yeah. Or To Make Fun Of.
Super easy to make fun of.
But that led us to
a discovery.
Making AI write our own movies.
So we were texting about it today about how this was written by AI. And I said, I'm going to write a movie. I'm going to have AI write a movie about a taco and a grilled cheese that fall in love. Start out, it's like a enemies to lovers arc, right? Mm-hmm. And it came up with a beautiful, beautiful script. So then we went down the rabbit hole and we started making it right.
So then I was like, well, what if we just switched like well-known movies, mm-hmm. but we just had AI rewrite the story, making the two main characters a taco and a grilled cheese.
Right.
And it was, I think, probably the funniest shit we've ever done.
This may be our magnum opus.
And now we're like,
we're going to do this, okay?
Nobody steal that idea.
I will hunt you. I will
fucking
hunt you.
No.
So we are going to... Where's the prompt that I put in for this? Okay, this is... I asked AI to write a movie starring a taco and a grilled cheese sandwich that was like Save the Last Dance meets Footloose. Okay, and I had everyone on Instagram vote. We're going to play these characters and we're going to do this right now.
Okay.
Which of us has bigger taco energy? Mm-hmm. Which of us has bigger grilled cheese energy? And this is an upset.
It is. It's pretty split, but more people thought I was the taco.
58% of people voted Nicole as the taco. 57% of people voted me as a grilled cheese. So I guess I'll be the grilled cheese in all of these.
But personally,
I think it's the opposite.
You know, I can see myself as a taco, but I think that you are more of a taco because I would say, well, you speak more Spanish than I do.
Okay. Gracias.
And I don't know. You just...
I think, I don't know.
Not that you're spicier. I don't think you're spicier
than
me.
It's not that. There's like something.
You just give off talk. I don't know. I'll take the grilled cheese. Everyone thought I was.
Grilled cheese is delicious.
I think it's because you
tacos
always.
Tacos are also delicious.
I think it's because you say that you love cheese all the time. That might be why.
Could be. But either way, this is what we're sticking with. This is what the people want. Okay. So I give to you Salsa Nights. And melting hearts.
Wait, am I the taco?
You're the taco.
Okay, because that's what the people wanted.
That's what the people want. That's what they demand.
I can go both ways.
We got to get some chimes.
I can do it all.
Okay, ready? Salsa Nights and Melting Hearts. Opening scene. A small conservative town where dancing is banned and conformity reigns. Taco, a rebellious and street smart taco. Your name is Taco. With a passion for dance, arrives in town, seeking a fresh start. Grilled cheese, a kind-hearted and rule-abiding grilled cheese sandwich, is a dedicated student with dreams of attending culinary school. It opens with Taco arriving in town, surveying the scene with a smirk.
Looks like I've stumbled onto the wrong side of Flavortown.
Grilled cheese approaching, curiously but cautiously. Excuse me, are you new here?
Fresh off the skillet. Name's Taco. And you are?
Grilled cheese. Welcome to our town. Despite their differences, Taco and Grilled Cheese are drawn to each other, but their budding friendship faces obstacles as they navigate the strict rules enforced by the town's mayor, who has banned dancing after a tragic accident years ago. Do you want to be the mayor?
I'll be the mayor. Okay.
Make sure whatever you say is authoritatively.
Dancing is forbidden in this town. It only leads to trouble and heartache. Maybe for you, but for us, it's freedom. You can't keep us from dancing forever.
Undeterred by the mayor's threats, Taco and Grilled Cheese secretly attend an underground salsa club where Taco teaches Grilled Cheese the art of dance. As they practice together, their chemistry ignites, and they find solace and joy in each other's arms.
You've got the moves, Grilled Cheese. Just let go and feel the rhythm.
I'll try my best, Taco. Their forbidden romance blossoms as they navigate the challenges of their conservative town, standing up for their beliefs and fighting for their right to dance. With the help of their friends, they organize them. I think their friends are also other foods.
I would like to think so, yeah.
But the mayor is a human.
He's a human, obviously.
Like, the mayor's, like, played by Daniel Craig, mm-hmm. for sure, right? With the help of their friends, they organize a clandestine dance competition, defying the mayor's ban and showcasing the beauty and power of dance.
This ends now! You're all under arrest for breaking the law.
That's why you arrest people. Taco and Grilled Cheese take center stage, dancing with passion and conviction, their love shining bright despite the odds stacked against them. As the town watches in awe, they realize that love and dance have the power to overcome even the most entrenched barriers. Look me in the eyes. I never knew dancing could feel like this.
That's because you've never danced with me, Grilled Cheese.
In a triumphant finale, Taco and Grilled Cheese's love story inspires the town to embrace change and celebrate the freedom of expression. As they dance into the night, they know that together they can overcome any obstacle that comes their way. Hold my hand. Closing scene. Taco and Grilled Cheese dance under the starlit sky, their hearts intertwined and their spirits soaring as they write their story of love, courage, and the transformative power of dance. End scene.
That was beautiful.
That was pretty good.
Do you want to hear the story that I made AI write?
We are different people. That is something I love and appreciate about you, is we are so different in what we did not discuss what we were doing before.
We did
this.
Not. I just, we just like.
Mine were all like love story, friends, like friends, enemies, arcs. And Nicole's were like, what if taco was made with human meat? Which surprises me because I'm the human meat guy.
All right. So this one, I asked chat. I'm not sure exactly what I put, but I said, write me a movie script that's like The Godfather, but make a taco and grilled cheese the main characters. And this is what it came out. This, my friends, is called The Food Father. And this is all written by AI. I did not write any of this.
No, we did not write these.
Fade in. Exterior, city street, day. Amidst the hustle and bustle of the city, we see the iconic food cart of Vito Grilled Cheese Corleone, a respected and feared figure in the food world. His loyal right-hand man, Taco Santino, stands by his side.
Hey, Taco!
This is the narrator's voiceover.
Can I do it?
Yeah.
In the world of street food, there is one name that strikes fear into the hearts of hunger and demands respect from every palate. Grilled Cheese.
Interior, Grilled Cheese's food cart day.
Inside of a food cart.
Is that what that means? Yeah. INT?
Yeah, for sure.
Interior, exterior?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. For sure.
I don't know. I've never read a movie script. Grilled Cheese sits behind his cart, observing the comings and goings of the street, his eyes reflecting years of experience and wisdom.
Okay, tell me if this is stoic.
Give us your best Marlon Brando.
Okay. Obviously.
It's time to make them an offer they can't refuse.
Exterior, taco stand, day. Grilled Cheese and Taco pay a visit to their rival, the taco stand. Owned by the ambitious but ruthless Burrito Salazzo.
Okay. You have to be Burrito because we're having a conversation.
Okay.
Grilled Cheese, I got a proposition for you. Join forces with me and together we'll dominate the street food scene.
I'm not interested in your offer, Salazzo. We have our own way of doing things.
Interior Grilled Cheese's food cart night. Grilled Cheese confers with his trusted advisors, including his right-hand man, Taco.
Spaghetti Michael.
Spaghetti Michael. His consigliere, Meatball Tom.
Calling your brother Spaghetti Michael from now on. Okay.
Salazzo thinks he can muscle into our territory. We must send a message that we won't be intimidated.
Exterior, city street, day. A tense standoff erupts between Grilled Cheese's crew and Salazzo's goons. Shots are fired, and chaos ensues.
The streets run red with marinara as the battle for control of the food carts reaches its boiling point.
Interior hospital day. Grilled Cheese lies in a hospital bed, wounded but still determined to protect his empire.
Taco, it's time for you to step up. Take care of the family.
Exterior cemetery day. A somber gathering of food vendors pay their respects to Grilled Cheese as he is laid to rest. Taco, grief-stricken but resolute, vows to carry on his legacy. Grilled Cheese may be gone, but his spirit will live on in all of us. We will not rest until justice is served. Interior Taco Stand Day. Taco confronts Salazzo, his eyes burning with determination. You took everything from us, Salazzo. Now it's time to pay the price. Exterior City Street Day. In a dramatic showdown, Taco takes down Salazzo and his empire, pew, 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 cementing his place as the new kingpin of the street food world.
And so, Taco rises to power, carrying on the legacy of his mentor, Grilled Cheese. But in the ruthless world of street food, power comes at a price.
Fade out. The end.
I almost feel like it should say Finn at the end, and it should, like, be in black and white. Anyways, we did, like, 95 of these today. We did arguably too many of them.
Literally, I suggest doing that. It's so funny.
It's my favorite thing in the world.
The streets run red with marinara. I fucking died.
It's really good. There's a lot of really good ones. Yeah, so if you... I'm going to put this out there. If you guys like this... I had the idea to do like a crowdsourced one in like a live or like on Twitch or something.
And then I was like, let's just make it a TikTok.
Yeah. So if you guys want us
with
to keep
like
doing
toys,
this,
like old school toys,
we can do that for sure. But you got to let us know. You got to let us know if you
would
like
you like to see more re-envisionings?
Would you like to see AI write things, write classic movies,
replacing the main characters with a taco?
With a taco and a grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Please let us know. Write to us at quiteunusualpod@gmail.com. Let us know if this is something that you're interested in seeing and hearing more of, because it cracks me the fuck up and I will never stop doing it. So we might as well turn it into content, right?
I think so, yeah. I think
for sure.
I think we've got an I think we're done. Are we done? Do you want to be done? I think that's it for now, folks, for the unscripteds.
It is. We got so many listener mails.
We've got some listener mails that we have to... Maybe next Unscripted, we'll start with the listeners.
We should do that.
And then... Because we always wait till the end, and then we always run out of time.
Yeah.
But...
All right. Well, in that case, if you guys did like what you hear, please rate, review, subscribe. Haven't said that in a long fucking time.
Doesn't it feel like forever? If I forgot how to podcast by not releasing for 1 week. I don't know why, but...
I don't know. If you guys like this episode, great. That fucking rules for sure. Leave us a review if you haven't. You can do it on Spotify. You can do it on Apple Podcasts. You can do it on like Good Pods, stuff like that. Super fun. If you have anything you want us to talk about on the next episode, we got a request to talk about the haunting updates. What's been going on? Do you want to?
The house? I don't really have any more. Oh, yes, I do have one. Well, that's like a whole thing though, because we know who we can talk about
how we fucking found who it is.
We found out who used to live here.
Okay. You know what? We're going to put a pin in it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
And we got to do some research. And
we'll come up with we'll do a full episode on the haunting of the gnome home.
We're committing to that?
I'm going to commit to it.
Okay.
I'm going to commit to it. Okay. We're doing it.
A bonus app.
A bonus app. It'll be on Patreon. Okay. Any fucking way. If you guys want to give us a review, if you like it, whatever. It doesn't have to be 5 stars.
It does.
Vote with your heart.
All right. Or else Burrito Salazzo is going to come for you.
Fuck. Well, Grilled Cheese is already dead, so for sure.
Taco's still alive. It's got Michael Spaghetti and Meatball Tom on his side. Don't
Michael
fuck
Spaghetti.
With that.
Don't fuck with Michael Spaghetti.
Don't fuck with that.
Don't fuck with me and Michael Spaghetti. Okay? We're having a spa day.
The food father.
Anyways, guys, you can find us on all the social medias. We're at Quite Unusual Pod, obviously. We have a website, quiteunusualpod.com.
Yes.
Is our website. What is up? We're going to be at like a bunch of conventions and stuff this year for funsies. So if you see us, we'll promo it. If you see us, if you're going, come say hi to us. Mm-hmm. We'll be best friends. We'll give you a hug and a firm handshake.
We're going to Tombstone Paracon.
We are doing that.
If anyone's going to be there, let us know.
Let us know. That's all I got, man.
Yeah. So I guess, as always,
remember to celebrate the strange.
Aim and keep it unusual, won't you?
Bye.
See you later.
Yeah.